Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you from Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that love our field and love to share it with you. And it has been a wild time lately. I am speaking to you tonight from Minnesota. Last week I was out in the Badlands where it was flooding, but it was beautiful. And tonight I am joined by Mark. Are you there?
Yes, hello. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. And
good.
And we are talking about how strange the aspects are right now.
It's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
We're just coming out of the eclipses, and we've got Neptune stationing.
Neptune is right on the station.
Yeah.
And last week, Mercury, and this week, Venus, are forming a grand trine with Saturn and Neptune all in water signs. And I think this is bringing people to their, you know, on a good day, I'm seeing people's, first their mind and now their heart being brought to their intuition, their spirituality, but also their hopes and their fears and the parts of us that can be discouraged. Because at Saturn, Neptune, we can get discouraged. We can get sad or slow down or look at the world and feel a little overwhelmed by something. But if we can drop into positive Saturn, which is our spiritual disciplines, the routines by which we've reached spiritual life before or reached into our intuition before, the Saturn becomes, instead of a block to Neptune's spirituality, an access tool into it. And I think this is particularly important because as Mercury and Venus finish with the Grand Trine, they move into an opposition with Pluto, you know, and which we will feel all next week. So how else have you been experiencing this, Mark?
Well, actually, I have a sense of this double Grand Trine that we're moving into for the summer. This is a little bit of it with this Mercury and Venus in that Grand Trine.
Yeah.
They're gonna move on and the Grand Trine falls apart. But then Jupiter's gonna move into it.
Yes.
And then that'll
be very interesting.
Yeah. And then we got another Grand Trine at the same time. And the two of them overlap and form a Star of David. And
what's the second Grand Trine?
That's going to be with Earth signs.
With involving Pluto and So as the Mercury and Venus moved head towards Virgo.
Right. Yeah,
that's going to be an interesting cycle.
Yeah, and that pretty much gives us the summer. You know, it's a mix, though, in this Star of David configuration, because you've got oppositions in there as well. And but they balanced out into the two Grand Trine. It's a very, very positive sort of a thing. It can be a little excessive, but, you know, that's the one.
And we're seeing excessive water. I'm a little bit worried about this for the storm cycle. While we were seeing that Mercury-Venus-Jupiter conjunction in air signs just last week and the week before, we saw that it can be an excess of wind just in time for those two F5s that hit Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And one of them, which they declared, was the widest tornado ever seen in America.
Yeah, it was, I think, like 200 miles or something.
Yeah. It's 2.5 miles wide and, you know, many, many miles long. And that's huge. So this excess of water we're seeing with the floods throughout the Midwest, I tried to go camping in it. It was an excess of water. But it was beautiful nonetheless. But the process with, and sometimes we see an excess of water in one place usually means an excess of drought in another.
Right.
thinking of my friends in New Mexico right now who have fires on either side of them in Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah.
And it, you know, that Saturn to the Neptune kind of tends to mean, you know, an object that's wet will tend to stay wet, an object that's dry will tend to stay dry, only more so. So I'm hoping that that shifts as the Grand Trine moves forward and we get rains where we need the rains. And I'm glad to see the drought pattern calm down this year with the trine to Neptune in water signs, because as this season began, two-thirds of the country was in pretty severe drought, and now most of the Midwest is soggy rather than parched. So in our souls, often when I see floods and they hit the headlines, I hear people talking about being swamped by their feelings. Now, we see that the sun is also unusually active right now. And
with sunspots?
Sunspots and, mm-hmm. and a coronal mass ejections that, you know, if the clouds were clear, apparently I could see some good aurora borealis up here.
Oh.
That with that it the last one hit our atmosphere just as, you know, the small protest in Turkey conflagrated. And what we often see that with the active sunspot cycle is the people begin to act like, you know, popcorn on a griddle, that they activate quickly. And that, you know, when things are calm and ordinary, they just, we can feel a little tired or disoriented when the sun is very active. At least that's what I'm hearing reported from people.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get excited about something, this unusual amount of fuel to be excited, whether it's a negative excitement or a positive excitement. But I'm seeing with Venus moving into that Grand Trine this weekend, women taking the leaders, artists taking the leadership, creative and compassion taking the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So next week as Venus moves into an opposition to Pluto, and this week as Mercury moves into an opposition to Pluto, I think people may notice that they've lost. It's easy to let our minds wander over what's wrong or what we've lost. And let that tenderize our heart, right? You know, make it softer and more compassionate, not just get stuck in a negative place.
Good.
So I want to give the number out, our guest call-in number, if anybody's out there would like to be on the show, is to call in 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And then press 1 and you will have your hand up. I've got one caller on the line, but before we answer that, is there anything else you'd like to add about the aspects that you're seeing right now, Mark?
Not at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a pretty good picture of what's going on.
We have one request from a client, a viewer, and I will pull that up second. So let's take this call first.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the line. This is 416. How can we help you tonight?
Hi there. I am calling with, I have a birthday tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what year were you born?
1978.
Okay. And where and when?
I was born in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And 1:15 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And the name of the city is KECSKEMET.
Okay, and we've had you on here before, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So
yes.
What is
and
your
question?
And I live
question? In Toronto right now, if that
okay.
makes any difference.
And what is your question?
I'd like to know if you see anything in terms of love life and as well as professional, because I in both of those areas, professionally, there's nothing on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the personal, there's just a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific question about your love life?
The love life is there was someone in my life that returned into mm-hmm. my life before Christmas, but then it was just, he just pulled away again. And
you have Pluto, you know, natally your Pluto is at 13 degrees of Libra. Uranus right now is about 11. It's moving into an opposition to your natal Pluto. It's moving into a square from Pluto, which is at 10 degrees right now. Uranus is in your house of partnership at 11. And you have Jupiter at the top of your chart in a work situation at 10 degrees. So Pluto's directly opposed your Jupiter in your house of work. So what kind of work do you do?
I was in the wellness industry, and in the last 3 years, it gradually just lessened, lessened, lessened to a point where business completely stopped. And I had some misfortunes and some business predicaments as well. So I guess in plain English, I lost everything.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't want to restart. The jobs that I applied for, I'm just not getting. And it seems
and
like...
And when you say you're in the wellness
are...
industry,
what,
how do you mean that?
I did personal training. I did wellness consulting, yoga teaching, lifestyle coaching, pretty much everything.
Because you're a wonderful communicator. And your progressed moon is in Virgo, 26 degrees. It's got four more months in the 12th house. And in 9 months, your progressed moon crosses into the first house. And you may be feel more visible and more interactive with the world. But it looks to me like you may be asked to be making some major changes, not continuing what you've been doing, but it's a going back and finding how to help yourself in some way and in finding out how to help yourself, like practicing on yourself all of your skills and then taking that into a new level of work.
Yeah, that's,
now, how
that's
long
very
is,
true.
It,
yeah,
what do you see, Mark?
It's very much that. It's a self-empowerment going on and really sort of practicing at a deeper level everything that you've learned to practice. And it, you may need a little time away from the actual work with other people to really go deeply into that own practice. And that can be for the time doesn't matter so much as the experience. You could experience that in 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 weeks. But it's an intense reworking by doing the practice. And it'll be very exciting.
And are you, how long have you lived in Toronto?
About 15, 17 years. And I, for some reason, I've been feeling like I want to leave here.
That's what I'm also wondering when I look at your chart and in part of your renovating yourself as Jupiter, I mean, some of the good Jupiter is right over your moon. It looks like about 2 months ago you started to want to leave. And your own personality has been growing and expanding, and it just feels like you may not want to stay in Toronto. Pluto's, you know, moved into your fourth house, that there is a homesickness for a home you haven't found yet. And so it looks like you have wonderful future coming. This next year is about really finding yourself in a new way and being willing to really rethink everything. Now, I don't see, in when I look at your astrocartography lines, you have, you're close to Venus on the ascendant in Toronto, but it's not very close. There may be other parts of the world that are easier for you. Have you ever looked in the Seattle, Vancouver area?
No, but somebody mentioned it 2 weeks ago, and you know, it was the first time I considered that it was something is pulling me towards Florida. I don't have anyone I know there close. I've only been there once for a very brief amount of time,
mm-hmm.
but it's another place that I feel is pulling me.
Okay. I take a look there. Yes, you have Jupiter on the ascendant and a well-aspected Jupiter throughout Florida. It runs at an angle. It's through the eastern side of Florida, and then it arches up to Winnipeg in a big arch. So
mm-hmm.
the Florida looks reasonable to me. I
mm-hmm.
don't know about the economy there, but astrologically
mm-hmm.
it looks good.
Okay.
So I think we're going to have to go on to the next person.
Okay.
I don't see...
Thank you.
Anybody from your past being part of your future. I think you've really got some new people coming into your life.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now I'd like to answer this email from Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Her information is... March 13th, 1965, 1:27 p.m. in Denver, Colorado. And she has, says, should I like to know how, she has a Gemini 18 degrees node, and she would like to know how she can use the new moon energy, which is right around that degree, to move her dreams forward. She's had a very tough year. She applied to law school after working as an office, an executive assistant for a long time, and has received 6 rejections, and 1 school is still reviewing the application. She would like to move whether or not she gets in, and then reapply. She had back surgery on the 17th, and she's been depressed. It's been, you know, quite literally the foundations of her life have been in tough shape. And so the full new moon is on her moon in Gemini in the 11th house. What would you say about activating your north node in Gemini in the 11th house?
Well, it's really a matter of moving toward the kind of groups that you need to be with, the ones
mm-hmm.
that are your chosen people, the people you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
network.
Yeah, that you network with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the people. And
mm-hmm.
you're meant to move toward there. It's a challenge with the North Node. It's not the
mm-hmm.
easiest thing to do. And, you know, it just seems easier to sort of have fun and not commit. But this is moving toward commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the people that you feel, you know, that these are the ones that belong in your boat. You belong in their boat. You're not
mm-hmm.
just passing through. So you need to make that reach, make the stretch.
Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful. Now, she has a midheaven at 14 degrees of Aries. So Uranus
mm.
is not hitting it this fall. It's hitting it in
Later on in the year, yeah.
Right. And
then it'll go on to feel this Pluto-Uranus square.
Mm-hmm. Right on
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
She also
so she's having a little revolution.
Right. About her work.
About her work, yeah. Work and career. And she really needs to find who she is in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that may require a revolution to do it. She's got to break out.
Mm-hmm. And she has her progressed moon. It's the last 5 months of the cycle before. And it's often really hard to get the wind in your sails the last 5 months of a 30-year lunar cycle.
Yeah.
When the progressed moon hits the sun in 5 months, she begins a whole new 30-year cycle. So there's two things that suggest a real turning of the wheel, but not for a little while. I remember seeing that coming, and I knew that she was applying for law school and hoping that it was coming in time, but concerned that she was applying, you know, 6 months too soon. But I know when you've got a new plan and you can feel that new cycle coming, it's really hard to delay it.
Yes.
So Uranus hits her midheaven next April.
In a year from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in 5 months, you know, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Progressed lunar new moon.
Then she gets the progressed lunar new moon. So I'd say that those pieces coming up, she didn't say where she's moving, but I see those pieces coming up as really activating her. I just want her to be very careful and gentle to herself this weekend as Venus and Mercury in Cancer are squaring her natal Mercury at 8 Aries. And she's, you know, she's a Pisces moon in Leo with a Cancer rising, and Mercury and Venus in Cancer in her 12th house squaring her Mercury can bring up a lot of, you know, feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
And just it's a time to just be gentle with yourself and not be so frustrated.
Right, and know that all your feelings are transitory.
Right.
They're valid, but they're transitory.
Exactly.
And so you want to appreciate them while they're there, but then realize that you're going to move on.
Right.
And you'll be able to process them. And it often takes longer to process them than it does to feel them in the first place.
Yes.
But you need to move through the feeling and then allow yourself the time to process before you really take them all the way, like, to action or, you know, feel that they are with you forever. They're not. You move on.
And I agree. And so we really wish her well, that she manages to, you know, be very kind to herself this week and next week, very kind to her back, that's building new strength, and that instead of pushing herself past it all, that she's letting that strength build inside.
And a lot of that is going to come from actually forging some of these network relationships, because that's how you build a backbone, is with other people. They will have your back, but only when you connect with them, because otherwise they don't know who you are. So.
And if she's applying to law school, if she could do what she does, so if she start networking with healthy lawyers and supporting really interesting lawyers doing really interesting things, even if she's taking an internship or an unpaid support. But if she can start working within the legal field with people, she's just a very dynamic chart. I think that will support her while she's turning the boat around and moving forward.
Yeah.
I
so
really
the
do
word
see
for that
a beautiful
is get
future
involved,
coming forward.
Get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even though there's a part that wants to be the hermit and sit and just nurse your own feelings, it's not gonna go anywhere. So it's okay. Give it 5 minutes. But then, you know, connect. Get out. Do things. And it's the involvement with others that will really pull you through.
I agree. Now, we only have 90 seconds left. And at the moment, we have one call on the line, but we just don't have time to get there. Please call in next time.
Call in
we
next
would
Wednesday.
Really appreciate
yeah.
that. And if we, or email us, you can email me at rowanrobbins.com. Or Mark, what's your email address?
It's Mark Woltz, M-A-R-K, WOLZ at dharmarising.com, DharmaRising.com.
Wonderful. And you can email either one of us and we'll make sure that your question gets on the line. It also, you can set up an appointment with either one of us and have a personal reading in depth, which we also dearly love to do. Now, any last comments on this cycle at the moment, how they can handle this next week in with the most grace?
Well, the trine with Saturn and Neptune is a really good period to pay attention to your ideals and
mm-hmm.
what you believe in and how you can make them real.
Yes.
And Saturn will help you to manifest the things that you really believe in.
That's
so
wonderful.
First, you know,
so
sit with
time
what
is
you
up.
Believe in and then let them manifest.
Beautiful.
Good.
So we're saying goodnight from Access Astrology. This is Heather signing off. And Mark?
And Mark. And next week Anne will be with us, I'm sure.
Yes, we'll have all three of us back in the saddle. You take
okay.
care and have a great week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.